You're listening to SBS News.
A Sydney pathology lab has issued an apology after hundreds of people were mistakenly given negative COVID-19 results. 486 new positive COVID cases have been identified out of the 950 that were falsely given the all clear by St. Vincent's Pathology Department, SIDPATH. The department says they are sincerely sorry, noting the incident was due to a data processing error. It comes as the state reported another 6,062 infections. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has confirmed an order for 20 million rapid antigen tests to be made available to the public in January as an attempt to ease pressure on PCR testing clinics.
These tests will be used for people going to high-risk settings, potentially going to hospitals, visiting elderly relatives, going clubbing. These are the types of environments where we would expect as we move through 2022 and we start shifting our focus again on how we're living alongside the virus.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg urges all states to use rapid antigen tests to screen cross-border travellers amid continued congestion at COVID-19 testing sites across the country.
They're cheaper, they're faster than the PCR tests, and they can prevent the system being overloaded and prevent some of those long queues and long waiting times that we've seen across New South Wales and Victoria.
Indeed, thousands of people across New South Wales are queuing for hours to be swabbed, with some clinics turning people away shortly after opening in the morning. The state's Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, says tourism testing is partially to blame and has appealed to Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk to change the state's border entry testing requirements. He urges Ms. Palaszczuk to immediately drop the rule that all travellers entering the state must have returned a negative PCR test 72 hours prior to arrival.
I'm, just as many people are in New South Wales, exhausted and had it with some of the actions that have been taken by the Queensland Premier. But at this point, I would rather work constructively and encouraging her today to just think about it.
He says the rule is placing unnecessary strain on an already buckling system.
If it's taking up to 4 days, sometimes 5 days, to get test results, it's pretty illogical to actually require those test results as people cross the border. They might have been negative on day one when they had their test, but they could well be positive on day four or day five when they cross the border. So on all fronts, there is no logic in continuing the PCR testing for people who are effectively bringing tourist dollars to Queensland.
The number of tests processed in New South Wales has dropped again, down to around 93,500, compared to the 164,000 processed last Thursday. Queensland says it will not consider changing the rule until next week. However, the state's Health Minister Yvette Dath has announced travellers entering the state are no longer required to get a PCR test on day five. After data revealed only 0.6% of these tests were returning a positive result. She says border pass applications still require travellers to agree to the test, but that they don't have to actually receive it unless they are experiencing symptoms.
Immediately, starting from now, and we will be getting information out on social media, but also to all of our public and private clinics out there, anyone who is waiting in lines now for their day five test can leave. They will not be required to get day five tests from now.
The state recorded 1,158 new cases. That's the largest number reported in the state since the pandemic began. Victoria has also seen its highest single-day case tally, with 2,738 cases and 4 deaths reported on Tuesday. Travellers getting tested to cross state borders are being asked not to show up to testing sites until after midday, in an effort to ease pressure on the system. In South Australia, a teenager who attended an Adelaide nightclub whilst knowingly infectious has been arrested and charged with failing to comply with emergency directions. The 19-year-old is expected to appear in Adelaide Magistrates' Courts on January 18th, where he will face up to 2 years behind bars or a $20,000 fine if convicted. The state is on high alert after recording 995 cases on Tuesday, its highest single-day total. A number of hotels and hospitality businesses have decided to close their doors, saying the new density restrictions implemented yesterday are not sustainable. Joshua Rivers, a local Adelaide restaurant owner, told SBS News he wouldn't be able to pay his staff properly.
The real draw card why we should close this time around was that there's 3 public holidays coming up. And then at 25% capacity, the maths just does not add up. You can't survive on that.
Meanwhile, the ACT reported 252 new cases. Tasmania recorded 43 new cases, the second highest daily total since the borders opened 2 weeks ago. And the Northern Territory has detected 16 new cases, with 20 people now in hospital, including one in intensive care. WA has reported no new cases. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Young, SBS News.